The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor, GovCon Awards, honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, celebrate high achievers. And between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio is interviewing the finalists in this year's awards. Mark Skinner is the Chief Strategy Officer for Exator Corporation, a finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the $25 to $75 million in sales category. He joins me now with more on the nomination. Great to have you on, Mr. Skinner.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us more about the company. First of all, you're in Florida, and what's a Florida company doing on the GovCon list?
Well, the reality is most of our work is here in the Northern Virginia area. The founders of the business just happen to live in the very nice area of Destin, Florida.
Okay, so tell us more about the company and what it does. It looks like you concentrate in the diplomacy, defense area, intelligence.
I would refer to us as an integrated security business, and to kind of give you a sense of the kinds of things we do, we specialize in security risk assessments, intelligence analysis, watch listing, access and perimeter control for facilities, biometrics, counter surveillance, information assurance, electronic surveillance, audio video exploitation, intrusion detection, command and control systems, and Saberni modeling and effects type of capabilities to support the entire security systems lifecycle.
So it seems like you exemplify a trend we've been seeing elsewhere in the industry, and that is the convergence, if you will, of cybersecurity and physical security.
Absolutely, and I'm really glad you brought that point up, because we do see that trend, and we really see that as a trend that actually we think customers can really get substantial value from if they look at security from an enterprise perspective. Candidly, can shore up their overall security posture, and we think actually probably save money in the long run.
Do you think that it's possible for bad guys out there that, say, want to penetrate a facility to use social engineering and phishing attacks to find out more about what kinds of camera layouts or other internal security, physical security items might be in place?
Absolutely, they can, and that's why, you know, really looking at security solutions in that converged manner becomes so important, because if you look to providing what I would refer to as point solutions, it's kind of like putting your finger in the dike, and you know the next hole pops open, and eventually you run out of fingers and toes. But if you look at it holistically, you can start to bridge those gaps and those vulnerabilities that, in essence, the bad guys can exploit.
Now, a lot of federal buildings in recent years, I guess this really goes back to the Oklahoma City bombing, is when all of the real security started to come into federal facilities with bollards around the outside and more guards and so forth. What are some of the best practices on the commercial side of protection and cyber and physical security that maybe the federal government ought to be adopting?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, it starts with policy and drives down from there. But, you know, I would also tell you to kind of look at security from a series of concentric rings around your enterprise, and how you can affect your security posture, you know, at the human level, the individual level, your enterprise systems, your facilities, and then outside of that, you really need to understand what I would refer to as the atmospherics, what's going on around your facilities and around your business, so that you can identify potential threats ahead of time and start to mitigate.
We're speaking with Mark Skinner. He's the Chief Strategy Officer for Exator Corporation, a finalist for this year's GovCon Awards in the $25 to $75 million category. And that atmospherics is a good point. And where can federal agencies that are interested in boosting their security in both cyber, but mainly in physical, where can they go on the internet to find out information that might be pointing to potential harm or people that want to do them harm?
Well, you know, I think some of the more interesting things that have occurred over the last, probably the last 3 years, has been in social media exploitation. and you know, applying analytic capabilities to understand what the chatter is in a, say, a specific geographic location, and collecting that chatter and doing some analytics behind it to identify, you know, if there's some potential threats, or if there appears to be some wave of activity that you need to be aware of.
And what do you think the Navy and the government might have learned after the terrible attacks of a couple of years ago at the Navy Yard?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. And, you know, I don't know that necessarily social media and exploitation would have identified an incident like that. But, you know, when you look at, you know, really kind of the background investigations and monitoring cleared people, there might have been, if there had been analytics applied to that, some potential clues that would have identified somebody that needed mental health.
All right. So let me ask you this, for companies that, especially small companies or new companies that want to get into the, especially the intelligence community contracting field, that they have some pretty high barriers. What do you need to do to be able to get that first IC contract?
That's hard. You know, it's one of those situations. It's kind of a chicken and an egg. And for us, for Exator, we actually used M&A. So we acquired a business, you know, in those kinds of communities as our entree to overcome that barrier.
And if you get a contract with one of the IC components, one of the components, say, other than the National Security Agency, which is probably the toughest one, does that credential get you entree into the other intelligence community components?
It's certainly helpful, you know, mainly when you look at, you know, the kinds of clearances that are required on an individual basis. But I would tell you there's still really a significant barrier to entry, you know, for each individual component in the IC.
And can subcontracting help you kind of slide in that way, or is it you're pretty much fine that you need to be the prime?
If you're going to do it organically, that's probably the one way that you can bridge that gap.
All right. So what do you plan to do next with this GovCon award?
Well, we're very humbled, one, to be among the other nominees. And, you know, as a company, you know, we're very excited and very bullish about the marketplace. And we really love what we do and very excited about the mission. And quite candidly, you know, our focus is on client and mission delivery.
All right. Mark Skinner is Chief Strategy Officer for Exator Corporation, a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. And you have a great weekend.